Kehoe says the projects that will be funded by the tax increase will have many economic benefits for the state, including jobs, which he says will be created to complete the projects.
Right. The governor's Department of Economic Development has done several studies, and some independent groups have done as well, that would suggest there would be over 100,000 jobs created in the 10-year period should Amendment 7 pass.
The Missouri Department of Transportation is campaigning for the funding for high-priority road projects in the state. MoDOT District Engineer Dave Sylvester says transportation funding issues in the state are a real problem, and a solution has to be found. If the amendment passes, it is expected to produce $480 million annually to the state's Transportation Safety and Job Creation Fund, as well as $54 million for local governments. The Chamber of Commerce will vote on the issue in July. Nick Commissar, KBIA News.